because it's presented as, do you want to use them to offset expenditures or not? And it's kind of this, yeah, why wouldn't you? But you don't really know what you're actually using the surplus for with that question. Versus, to me, the philosophy of, let's actually give voters a direct choice. Let's let them choose. And I have every expectation that the article that will now be on the warning, it's going to have to be amended. But that's fine. Just as an example, I took some time and looked at other town reports. Barnard's got a pretty cool methodology, I think, in what they do it. And when we get to the warning, I have a suggestion on maybe how we can maybe come together on this. But Barnard basically has a pretty generic warning article that they put. And they basically say, do you want to carry forward the surplus? And you can carry forward that surplus in a bunch of ways. And if you look at their minutes, what they do in Barnard is somebody stands up and amends that article, and they say, yeah, I want to carry forward this amount here and that amount there. And then they amend the motion, they amend the motion and approve it. And then they do the allocation there, and it's sort of kind of what we had been doing before. It's a different way to get to what we were doing before. But I thought it was interesting how they just gave that nice generic article that is expected to get amended, and then voters can decide where they want the surplus to go. And, you know, that would be something maybe we can talk about when we get to the warning.
The LCT suggests that if you put it in the budget, you don't even have to ask.
You don't even have to have an article. But
what to do with it.
Yeah.
I think that's pushing it a little bit myself.
Yeah.
But,
well, I think, again, you know, to be perfectly clear, I personally, as one board member, I feel very strongly that voters should get to decide what to do with the surplus. I feel, and, you know, different people have different views, but and that's why I petitioned that article, is that I would like to see voters have a direct choice. Others may not share that opinion, but
They're getting a choice either way.
Well,
they're getting a choice either way.
Okay.
Aren't they? If they can choose to vote down the budget, they can choose to amend it, they can do any of those things. They get a choice either way. Even if we had done an article and taken them out, they still would have had a choice.
They have a choice, but to Frank's point, the choice that's being presented is if they reject or if they want to make a different choice, you have to start digging into the budget line item by line item and go, what are we going to zero out and what are we going to add? You know, just to paint a hypothetical is, what if there's a $200,000 surplus? The select board chose the expenditures that were going to be used and built those into the budget for the surplus. Hypothetically, what if voters said, yeah, we don't like, we want to use that $200,000 for a completely different purpose than is what in the budget? You'd have to go and find line items that add up to $200,000, zero them out, and then add in a new line item that corresponds with voters' wishes. And that is a pretty messy process. But that is a hypothetical that could occur with the process we now have.
I mean, they can do that about anything.
I think if you're going to have that severe, if you're going to have that severe an issue, it's when you say you let them vote down the budget and then you start over and you get public input. Mm-hmm. You're not going to change.
Well, I mean, not that this will come to fruition, but just hypothetically, if we had a surplus that maybe we wanted to loan the Unified District that money for Prosper Valley, not in the budget. It's not in the budget. And yeah, maybe voters would say, I'm willing to pay more taxes to extend that loan to the Unified District. So yeah, let's take... But hey, it's possible. And voters could say, that's what we want to do with the surplus. And that would be perfectly legal, perfectly viable. There's nothing wrong with that if voters chose to do that. And we would have to then go into the budget during the surplus article, not the budget article, but during the surplus article, and pick out line items that we have to zero out to correspond to the amount equal to the surplus. So that is a disadvantage to what this method, whereas the old method, it wasn't built into the budget. So if voters said, we want to do something completely different, we don't have to amend the budget. So
that's the reason I brought up the point. So we just need to move on.
Yeah. I don't want to split hairs on it, but I really wish, because this is a change, I wish we had done this conversation like 3 months ago, because that's what I was hoping with the Financial Management Committee, that we would nail this stuff down.
I just want to say that the financial the committee has been meeting on a regular basis, and we have. It was a big job, and what makes it more difficult, but it needs to be done, is the way it is that so many of the different subject matters really overlap.
Yeah.
So it and also we're making an attempt to look at the language to make sure that it's readable,
yeah,
because there's no point in having policies if people don't understand what they're reading.
Yeah.
So we are really far along with our drafts. And what you will be getting as a board is the whole, it's most of it, not all of it, but most of it at once. So I just want to let you know that we have spent a lot of hours on this and very dedicated to doing as you have voted us to do.
And that's great, but the issue is that I didn't know this change was coming, and it was only until after we got your financial statements that it dawned on me. It's like, whoa, this is like a different ballgame now. And you all as a Financial Management Committee didn't say, hey, this is coming, we are going this direction with dealing with surpluses. That was never talked about.
And well, actually, I think that evolved, not just from the auditors, that particular. The only thing that the auditors did was change the direction.
Yeah.
So that the newest budget was on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And other than that, I think it, we didn't direct you to do this, you know, put the... To change the warning or anything. We never did that. So that didn't really come from the auditors.
It didn't come from the auditors. And it didn't come from the Financial Management Committee?
No, because we haven't... I think we should. I don't think we really went into the actual format of the budget. And obviously, from this discussion, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted us as a board to... even if we don't tonight adopt it as a policy, maybe it does require more thinking to formulate the language.
Yeah, I would advise that you...
I think it would be good for us to formally acknowledge as a board rather than sort of by inheriting these spreadsheets as we have that this is a change and it is new. Whether it's a policy change or an experiment or whatever it is a pretty big change. And we should, we acknowledge it in the budget narrative. It's a big change. And I know, to Ellen's point, we don't have a lot of history, but we've got 3 years of history of doing it a different way.
Before we were aware of the fact that we have to decide what to do with the surplus, years ago when we quite often would just say there's a deficit budget, the surplus goes down, or we plan on using it for paving or whatever else, and we just rolled it over.
Mm-hmm.
So that was we just rolled over the town and the highway.
Right.
That's the way it used to be done.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that doesn't
go from a history standpoint. That's basically what we're doing now.
Okay, and I think I hear it, and I see that in the past town reports.
to me, you know, historically speaking, the town has pretty much, the voters have pretty much gone along with what the board has suggested.
I don't disagree with that.
But what we have now, unfortunately, is we have a vote because of people disagreeing with the process, not necessarily disagreeing with how the money is getting spent on an individual basis. So we've now got a vote within the select board, which started as a 4-1, which then we didn't really have that big of substance changes to the budget. And then we had another dissenting vote the next time around. So that we've got a 3-2 vote here with the board, which then sends the signal to the taxpayers that the board doesn't have a freaking clue what they want to do with the money. When in fact, I think for the most part, the board agrees with where the money is going, but there's some of us that don't agree with the process. And simply for another board member, which they have every right to as an individual person, but to go and start a whole separate article because they simply don't agree with the process about how it's getting done, I don't want to get into why one should or shouldn't do that or any of that. I don't want to do that. But that is what puts us in a potential murky situation here. Not the way, in my opinion, that it's here. But when you've got 3-2 people voting for the budget, regardless, that's where we could potentially run into some issues on town meeting day. Because I think for the most part, we all agree that using what we've got here to pay down, to keep it close to what it is, putting the extra money into the paving, maybe we don't, but the $90,000 into the paving, because we're going to have to pave the road, which we've all voted unanimously to do, but that's where the problem is. But that's my opinion.
So I think I hear you, John. But again, this may come down to a difference in philosophy. Because we as a board may be in unison about how a surplus should be spent. We could be 5 votes for this is how we, as 5 people, think the money should be used. I personally, and again, this is where you may feel differently philosophically, I feel like even if we as 5 people agree that when we have a surplus, that we think here's the right use of that money, I still believe voters should get the last choice. And I think voters should be asked explicitly, what do you want to do with that money? Here's our proposal, but you can choose to do something else. And to me, what is good about the last 3 years is for the last 3 years, we did just that. We made a proposal in a separately warned article. We gave voters the option to accept or turn down that proposal. But it was a specific proposal. What we're doing now is not, in my view, a choice.
Maybe they still have a choice, and it can all be explained between us getting up and speaking to the budget narratives and all of that, and still be clearly aligned out there why we've done it, how it's in here, and they can still make that change if they so see fit.
But it makes it a lot harder. It makes it a lot harder.
Yeah. I have a very simple point that the town that's elected all of you to be our representatives here to do our business for us. Mm-hmm. And we trust you. And if we don't, then you're not going to be around very long. So you guys are seemingly wasting a lot of time sort of batting back and forth, playing political ping pong in a sense. I think you really should just make a decision and live with it. Don't be fearful. I mean, what are you afraid of?
Thank you.
I'm not afraid of anything. And quite frankly, it wasn't that Scott didn't really like how the money was spent. He wanted a zero increase in taxes.
Not zero.
Yes, zero. That's what you wanted. You said so explicitly. And if I need to go back and listen to the recordings, I will. You wanted this a level-funded budget. You wanted no increase whatsoever. And that's fine. That's all well and good. And you can take, you can say these spreadsheets, the way these were done, they have not changed since the beginning when we looked on the budget. And okay, maybe you spaced out and didn't realize.
I didn't space out.
No, you've been sitting here and talking for 20 minutes and dog on
it. But you're accusing me of things.
And dog on it, I can talk for five.
Okay, but when you accuse me of things, I'm going to respond.
You looked at these budget sheets since early November, and they were depicted in the same way. We did not, I did not, Neil did not, the auditors did not spring it on you all of a sudden. If you didn't pay attention or you didn't choose to ask, that was your business. The bottom line is that in this one that I just presented, which took into the consideration that we got a more than 100% increase in the ambulance fees, and we're going to have to come up with that money somewhere, has a 2.2% increase in the overall taxes that people are going to spend. If indeed you want to not have confusion, then you can either come along on board with this, or we'll bag it and we'll go to a zero-funded thing, and we won't have enough money to do How Hill. That's fine. But one way or another, we've got to come out here with some kind of path forward, whether we adopt this as it is, whether we throw it all out and say, screw it, we'll let everybody just, we'll just let the voters decide. Maybe they don't want to spend any money this year. That's fine. I raised three children, and I learned after the first one that you didn't say to them at lunch, what do you want for lunch? You gave them a choice or two, because you didn't have swordfish if they wanted it for lunch. All you had was peanut butter and jelly or mac and cheese. And so we're going to give the voters a chance for peanut butter and jelly or mac and cheese. Whatever you want, it's fine. But we need to come up to some conclusion to put something in the town report, and it needs to happen soon. And so we can go with philosophical, you don't like the way it's done, Frank wants to have them to have a decision. I feel that this is going to be, in the long run, a much cleaner operation, and they can throw the whole budget out, and we can go back after town meeting if we want and redo the whole thing and take their suggestions. But we have to make a decision, and we have to make it tonight. And it's now 8 o'clock, and we've still got a long way to go.
Right. So let me back and circle back around. I don't disagree with any of the numbers on the budget, but I do, and the reason I changed my vote is because I guess I wasn't paying attention. We all were working on pieces of paper. When I split the surplus money, I did it on my spreadsheet and just proposed those numbers, okay? And then when I finally got this, and it's my fault, I didn't read the small print. I did not realize that we were going to embed those in our budget. We never did that as a group. We never did that as a group. And you can wave the paper and say it was always there. But the point is that this is a change, and we should have discussed this ages ago instead of, you know, because I feel like this was sort of like, I won't say snuck in, but I was not aware this is the way we were going to do things. And then when I saw the warning, it was like, wait a minute. Use it. And so it just, it's confusing. So my protest is I don't want to change any of the numbers.
Okay, Elizabeth Frank, let's just say, okay, you don't like the way it's depicted. I thought it would be simpler. Obviously I'm not correct. So
no, I'm not saying you're not correct.
Well, I may not be correct. Let's just say I may not be correct. I'm not God here. I don't do these budgets every day. Just 3 years in a row. That's it. You know, I'm not a wizard here. So let's just say we take these budget figures and we take out the reserves, the $90,000 to go into the highway. And I move that we take the $90,000 out of this budget and we put that into a separate article. We're going to use that much of the fund balance for the highway, and the rest is going to be reduced taxes. So that would mean that there would be, let me see, where is that figure?
I'll go along with that.
So that would mean that we will put $90,000, it would say, shall the voters appropriate $66,381 to offset current year's taxes and $90,000 into the highway reserve to be able to fund Howell.
66 to right. I thought we had
176,381 is what we have. So, if we take 90,000, it's going to be 86. Okay. Excuse me, I read the wrong way. Yeah. So we do 86,381 from the general fund to offset current taxes, and 90,000 to go to highway paving. Can you get on board with that?
Yep.
Because, can you get on board with that, Scott?
Maybe.
And we do it on a... No, let's not waffle.
No, I'm not waffling. I just need to mention something that's missing from the budget. Is we really should be budgeting the paving grant into the highway.
No, we cannot.
Yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
We're doing that for sure.
I got an email from him, and so did you. We probably will get one. But it is not a promise, and they will not know until they get money from the legislature.
So,
and if indeed we get that $175 for paving, this $90,000 and whatever we have extra in the paving reserve will stay there for another year, and it will save people $200,000 next year.
So that's exactly. So I did check trade email with Chad about this yesterday about whether we could. Reasonably include that paving grant as income. And we have, the probability of getting that grant is high. And there would be a good argument to program that in as income. We would not come out on the short end by programming that in there. I mean, we're probably going to get that, in all likelihood, we're going to get that paving grant. And the fact that we're not putting it in there, and if we get it, we are potentially creating another very large surplus again next year.
No, we are not, because this money and the $300,000 is going into the paving reserve, and so that is not a surplus, and it will not be a surplus item. And if we do not use it, it will stay in the paving reserve.
And then subsequent
this $90,000 is going into the paving reserve, and the $300,000 that we put in the budget is going into the paving reserve. And so if we do not need it, we do not use it, it will not be a surplus item, and it will not be a fund balance.
And then we can smooth, you know, I guess the way I look at it is that we can smooth subsequent years because with that, because, you know, quite honestly, we've had a nice surplus, and we're going to cover the 100% increase in the ambulance, which is, what,
32,000.
So next year, we got to come up with that extra 32,000 anyway. So next year may be, you know, maybe a rough year anyway. We may see this, you know, I don't know.
So yeah, that money there, we won't have to.
So the nice thing about having it in the reserve, it's tucked away.
It's in the reserve. It's not going to be there.
And you know, we may not spend it for 4 or 5 years, but it'd be sitting there. Right?
Yeah, I guess I should qualify. What I meant was, it may not create a fund balance, but we would have to raise that equivalent less in taxes. So our amount to be raised in taxes would go down correspondingly because
right.
of that.
Right.
That's really what I was getting at. So, you know, we're talking about, call it a surplus, call it whatever you want to call it. We're going to be in a situation potentially where it's going to go down pretty correspondingly. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think...
And it may give us an opportunity because, you know, if I stay on the board, I'd like to see us get moving ahead on the Bounty Road. And there's another big project that's not going to be cheap. I mean, probably... I don't even know. I wouldn't
fathom
a guess. What?
Half a million.
Yep.
So, can you get on board with this, Scott?
All right, let's recap this because I want to make sure I understand. I can with one other sticking point. And in this whole discussion of accounting methodology and, you know, that we were originally going to account all expenditures in the budget. And I think we need to also include in the numbers, if we're going to do this, and I know this actually goes against what I'm arguing for, but I would rather see us be consistent, is to include, let me see how we're going to say this. Let me think about this. So we are going to be pulling out of the budget all expenditures, which is just the transfer to the paving reserve, is going to get pulled out of the budget, which would be the one expenditure related to the surplus, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I guess it will no longer be in the general fund budget.
We'll deficit spend, essentially deficit spend the rest.
Yeah, so we're effectively, we're going to do what we've been doing for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm going to get on board with that. So basically, we're going back. We're going to warn an article that is consistent with that. Okay. So
that article then would be indicated that we would use $86,381 to reduce taxes, offset current year's taxes, and $90,000 to go into the highway paving.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Okay. That being said, are you then going to withdraw your article of this petition?
I will ask the moderator to table it when we get to it.
Okay. Now, then, that's great.
I just want to make, from my clarification, from when this got added, I just want to speak to that because it did get added, so to speak, without consultation. However, when it got added, it was very clear to me that it was there from when it got added the entire time. I never felt like that it was not clear to me that that was there. So if somebody feels that it was not clear to them, then personally, they were not paying attention.
I don't dispute that the numbers weren't there. What I dispute is we had, everybody acknowledges, a major change.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But there was a comment made by, they were on board with it originally, and then they found out that it was done this way, and they didn't feel as though that they were informed. I just want to say that I personally feel that that was not an issue. I feel like that we had talked about it, even though it got put in here like this before we talked about it. Once it was there, it was brought up, and we had a discussion about it. Now, that doesn't mean we all agreed with it at that time, but I do feel that I knew about it, knew what was going on.
Smarter than I didn't know. I had no idea we were changing it. I thought it was a worksheet. So in past years, Frank did the worksheets. I thought it was just another worksheet. For me, it was just a worksheet with numbers. I didn't think it represented.
We're just getting in the weeds here. We've got an agreement, okay? Neil, can you fool around with the budget numbers? And I think we should make a motion to indicate that we are going to apply all of the fund balance to $90,000 to go to the highway paving reserve, which will be a separate article, with also putting the $86,381 to reduce taxes, and then Neil will have some final figures for us, and we can vote at that time on those final figures. That is so that.
Can I ask that he just brings up or just make do whatever and give you the numbers so that because
okay.
I'm not going to go through and say well line 57 I'm like I mean,
all it's going to do is take $90,000 out of the operating account and it's going to put it in a warrant article.
Now is does
and it's also going to change the amount to from taxes to
it's
to offset
make,
the taxes.
It's going to make this number here go up on this sheet because the money
which,
won't be in that, right? Am I wrong?
Which sheet are you on?
It's
going to be a wash. It should be a wash because you're taking $90,000 out of the budget and you're going to reduce the amount of money to go in for taxes to offset taxes by $90,000. So I guess let's just wait for his figures.
Right. So that's what I'm asking is that I want to know what line five is going to be for this year, right?
Line five should still be the same. The line five should still be the same.
But we're applying a different number to the taxes.
Yes, but we're also taking $90,000 out of the spreadsheet.
Should stay the same.
The $90,000 is coming out of the spreadsheet as expenditures, and we're going to put that over into the warning.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
And
no, but the
$90,000 of offset to be applied to taxes is going to be $90,000 less. We're taking $90,000 of expenditures out, yeah, and we're taking $90,000 of income.
But where do we take out the $86,000?
The $86,000 doesn't come out. That is going to go into surplus used to offset fiscal 2021 taxes to be raised.
When it gets to the article.
I'll have to think about it. You know.
Okay.
We will wait to do that motion. Can I bring up something that's totally unrelated so that we don't get off that? Audio system for town meeting. You and John took care of that last year.
Yeah.
Are you willing together or separate to do that again this year?
I'm happy to. Yeah.
Excellent.
You probably picked it up, right?
Yeah.
So will you make the arrangements with whomever you went and picked it up with, John?
Yes.
Excellent. So we've got that taken care of. The draft budget narrative is going to be wrong. And on that one, the 2 cents, Scott, you had several financial errors.
Well,
incorrect numbers.
Excuse me? It needs to be redone anyway. It's the structure that's more important.
Well, I would disagree, but then I'm not going to fight about it. But I think the numbers had better be right, and they definitely are wrong.
Well, we can fix that. That's easy enough to do.
Then, did any of you have time to look at the select board report?
I did.
You got any problems there?
I got two things I'd like to add to it. One, I think we should mention that we have contracted with an HR consultant to help us out with our HR matters. So put a sentence in there about that. And we have an agenda item about that tonight, so we can have another bullet point. And I do think we owe the voters an answer. Maybe we did. I'm not sure whether we did, but there was an article a couple of years ago on looking into automatic mutual aid, and we should at least write a sentence or two about whatever happened with that so voters get an answer. Maybe we already answered in the last time we put it, but I don't think we did. But we should provide a response and say, we did look into it, here's why nothing happened.
Well, I don't think we looked into it very carefully, and nothing did happen. And I think with this assessment from the ambulance, I would prefer to leave that one lie another year. And I would suggest that the new board start looking into what kinds of fee per person we're going to get charged and what our options are for ambulance service in the future and perhaps fire service. That is not going to be something that's going to happen in the next 3 weeks. And I would suggest that we just let that lie.
Did anybody actually contact Hartford? I know somebody said something at a meeting or two ago so that they weren't interested.
It was my understanding that automatic mutual aid was not going to be on Woodstock's table.
No, it's not going to be on Woodstock's, but I didn't know.
And Hartford, I don't know whether there's been any discussion or not.
I haven't talked to Scott Cooney for a year, and at the time, he didn't want to pick up he didn't have enough ambulance.
So I would suggest that we just leave it lie at the moment, and because we don't have anything good or bad to report, we really don't have anything to report. Let's just not report anything.
Why don't we just mention we're still looking into it?
dropping it.
No, I don't think we're going to drop it.
I think we don't know quite what we're going to do, but we, with this ambulance bill, we may have, it may spur some discussion and some decisions.
So let's just say we're still looking after it.
But we haven't been.
But let's say we will. Let's just reinforce that we're still looking at it. My suggestion.
I can go either way.
No difference to me.
Nobody reads it anyway. I don't even read the select board report.
Sure.
Well, I hope you did. It said something nice about you, Frank.
Then maybe I'll look at it this year. It
says, thanks to Frank Karen and his patience and persistence, a small parcel of land adjacent to the Comfort Town garage was purchased from a neighbor. We hope that in the future, that acquisition will allow an improvement to the Bonnie Road, Comfort Road intersection. You got a whole paragraph.
Wow.
Maybe you should have
done it.
Okay, the budget narrative needs a lot of work. It's wrong in many places. And
structurally, is it okay, or is it just the numbers that are wrong?
The numbers are bad. I think some of it could be eliminated. Scott sent it around to you later this afternoon. I had one that was a lot more brief that Becky sent around to you this morning. I've got this warning pretty well along, but now we've changed it. And my suggestion would be to have a special meeting like Monday or Tuesday and get these things finalized so that we can do them right and everybody can look at them and make sure all the errors are not there. Or even we could do something this Friday. I can get these together by then. I've got the warning pretty well along. These last two petitions have come in, and so they're all set.
Do you have a current copy of the warning?
You can make a copy if you'd like. I only made one because things were in such limbo. Actually, you can make a copy for all.
Anybody else want a hard copy of this? Steve, you need a hard copy?
Yes.
John, you want a hard copy of this?
Morning.
That's still going to need a few tweaks.
Okay. What's next? So, early next week's better for me. I'm actually out of time on Friday. So
what's good for you?
Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday? Tuesday's free?
Frank?
What?
While you're waiting for those copies, is there anything on Becky's schedule for next Monday? And would you be available? Work for Scott, he said.
Tuesday's fine.
21st.
Is there anything on there for that?
No.
Okay. Next Tuesday, and if we get these other documents to you on Tuesday,
yes.
Nancy?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, Tuesday next, 6 o'clock. This is only to do these three or four, these three narratives, and get these approved.
Yep.
It's a special meeting.
It would be a special meeting. 6 o'clock. Okay. All right, now you all have the budget here. We'll wait for Frank to come back.
Thank you.
No, I don't know who that is.
What's Katie's here?
Oh, it is?
I haven't seen her in the past.
Well, who's the girlfriend?
The girlfriend?
No.
No, it isn't.
Do you know who the gentleman was that spoke about the...
Mike Zuby.
Mike who?
Mike Zuby. Z-U-B-E. Mike Zuby. Z-Z. Zuby.
And that was his wife, maybe?
I have been...
Or girlfriend?
I presume.
Significant other?
Something. From you.
Did she have any name with her?
No.
Just say, an other. I don't know. Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Did you have a good time on your meeting the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Yeah, it was good.
Did they find the $100,000 for you?
They're committed that they will. So I've got to be a finance officer.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not holding my breath.
I can understand that. While they're still doing that, does anyone want to discuss the catering permit from Silo Distillery? There seems to be no...
Was it in the agenda packet?
It was not, because it didn't come in until yesterday, or the day before.
Is it for Artistry?
It is for Artistry.
And that they asked about a blanket permit, and so, which we had briefly discussed at the last meeting, so...
I wrote her an email back, and I suggested to her that indeed when she reapplied for her license, that we would do that, and if she wanted. And so I suggested to her, this is for 113-2020. For a musical concert at Artistry.
113?
Yeah.
No, 119-20. Okay. She dated this 113-20.
Musical.
20. So it would make everybody's life easier if they had a plan.
Musical what?
Yeah. Musical concert at Artistry.
Right.
Yeah. So.
She must have switched caterers too.
I move that we approve this catering permit for Silo for 119-20 at Artistry. You need a second?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Excellent. I suggest we do this warning with the, anybody have any suggestions, give them to me and I'll get them in there. I only worked on this afternoon late, so check for typos and everything, and I will change that Article 11, and we will go from there. Now, back to the budget.
Just to make a note, and I'll send you the backup information. Article 4 can be deleted.
No, it cannot. Article 4 cannot be deleted, according to Becky. Check that out because I did not have it in there. And if indeed we do not authorize the treasurer to collect the current taxes,
but we did it. We've already done it, right?
We have it. To do it every year, otherwise. The constable collects the taxes.
Because I got a different response. The reason it wasn't in there last year is because VLCT said not to.
I asked Becky specifically, and it was not in the warning that I started with.
Right, because we didn't need to.
She said that she checked, and that it has to be in there. I will check again with her.
Well, let me send you the email from last year, and then you can follow up with Susan Sennings.
All right, send me the email from last year.
Yeah, I mean, if it's got to be there, it's fine. But
it was not in there last year, and I started out, and
Susan knows what she's talking
about. Becky said it had to be in. So I'm not going to argue with anybody. I put it in there because I was told to. And I'm not going to... So, can we approve this budget now?
So I circled the file name down in the bottom. That's the one, the latest one, and I think it's the one that you discussed. On the last page of this is the total of town expenditures, highway expenditures, and the amount to be raised in taxes.
You had itemized, in one earlier version, you had gotten the itemization for the fire department in there. What happened to that?
The auditors have that, and...
they itemized it. They crosswalked it.
Shouldn't that be in there?
It should be in there, but I have not put it in these
versions. It will be in the auditor's report. I gave them that email with that budget.
It'll be in the town report one, and it does add up to the 57,115, whatever that number is.
There.
So, do we have a motion to approve this budget?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now I want to, because this does not show here, we also need to approve putting the $90,000 to put into the highway paving sinking fund to do an article out of the fund balance.
Why don't we just do that when we do the warning?
Well, I think we should have it. That's part of the budget. Funding that is going to be part of the budget. It, that's part of the funding. So I move that we take $9,000 of the fund balance and move that to the highway paving reserve in a separate article in the warning. All those in, you second, John?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we've gone through that, Herb. Excellent. We did the catering permit, and...
Did you have a liquor license, too?
This is a liquor license, and... So we have to approve this as part of the liquor commission. Is that correct, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
You're more familiar. So approved at the bottom, it's approved by the Board of Control Commissioners, City of the Town in Pomfret. And this has to be notarized, so we'll have to get Becky to do that on Friday. So I need a motion to approve this liquor license renewal.
So
this is for Tego General Store, which she's now calling Tego General Store.
Can I just put that in real quick?
If we're going to approve it, we all have to sign it on the second page.
Send the health license.
That's all that Becky gave me. I don't know what else is required.
It says please check the expiration of your health license. There will be a spot on the renewal form for your right in the expiration. She wrote 1/9/21. So I guess that must
be the expiration.
That must
date.
Be the expiration. So,
That was all that Becky gave me, so that must have been all that was there.
Right.
The silo distillery thing came in and an email to me, which I forwarded then to Becky. So that did not come in to me. That came to you.
Okay.
We need a motion, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, did we already move?
I moved it.
So, did you second it, Steve? All those in favor of granting the liquor license to Chico General Store?
Aye.
Any opposed? Sign it, Scott. Get John and Frank to sign it, and then Steve and I will sign it, and then I'll get Becky to notarize it on Friday. Okay, radio repeaters. John, you're up.
So the equipment is in. We have January 31st, I believe, on the email install date. So I've sent emails to both Frank, as head of the FAST squad, Kevin, fire department, and Jimmy, the road crew, letting them know that's hopefully the date that they're coming to install. Frank asked me about programming the radios with the Suicide 6 emergency channel, which I also asked Kevin to. I think if possible, it would be a good idea to keep all of our radios programmed the same. So if
yes,
they're switched up, I know you want it in the primary bank. Kevin doesn't want any more in the primary bank. Then I asked Jimmy if it's going to depend on frequencies of what level they're at, if it would work, but if he wanted frequencies in the radios for any of the like Woodstock Dispatch, so that they can, or not Woodstock Dispatch, but Woodstock Highway or Sharon Highway, so that they can communicate with them if need be, and he was interested in that. So I think it'd be good.
How many channels are in the first bank?
16. What I would like to do is meet with you, Kevin, and Jimmy maybe some morning next week, mm-hmm, and go through the radios and figure out what's going to work. We do it at the town garage at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever.
Yep.
Works.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea.
The only thing Jimmy asked for is I've got one older, more or less obsolete radio that's different from everything else, and he asked if we could replace that with one like the other. So I don't know if the board wants to.
So what would that cost?
I don't know. I think those mobiles are 800.
Yeah, something like that.
$800.
Yeah, the the problem is that our radios are old already. Which
I know. Well, yeah, if they still make the other kind that we have, then great. If they don't, then
yeah. So
well,
if they can only
coverage,
it doesn't have as many channels, I think, is a big.
I would suggest that you get, if one is really old, get him one new one. If you think one isn't working.
I don't know if it's not a function of not working, but it is limited in channels, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe,
so does he need one new radio?
It may be just, if it can be, can it be programmed? Is it that, is it new?
No, I think they can still program it.
Okay, because it doesn't have crystals.
But my suggestion would be to tell him that he may have one radio that will not be programmable,
yeah,
and have him bring an extra one along, and then if indeed we need a new radio and the oldest one won't work, that they won't have to come back and they'll have it in good there so that they can put it in if they have to.
Yeah.
And if it's under $1,000, we don't need to get a deal.
One thing Kevin brought up is that the battery, and we had talked about the batteries, they haven't been changed, he said, in 5 years.
Yep.
That's something we can just do ourselves. When was the last? Is it still in that little tiny wooden box up there?
The
repeater?
Yeah, that's something else I wanted to talk to you
about. So we're going to have to do something between now and when they come to install. My thought was just go get one of those lockable metal storage cabinets and then put the equipment in there, and then it's got space, you know, a couple $100, we can buy something like that.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, one of those metal supply cabinets.
Yeah, we just got to do that. That's all.
Yeah. Just some holes and some screens that computers can't get in there.
Yep.
The other thing is that repeater hasn't been looked at, so I was going to just have them look at the repeater and make sure that it's functioning.
Well, Kevin indicated to me, because I called him to tell him that he was probably going to lose his communications reserve fund, a portion of, because of this ambulance thing. He says their radios aren't working well.
That's what he said.
And so you've talked to him then?
Via email, yes.
So it would be wise if we could get all of this done without getting two different outfits up there to do it.
Yes.
I don't know whether that can happen. I'm just going on.
He said he was going to call CDC, which is who he contracted with. I haven't heard back from him yet. Another concern about having the radios program in the middle of winter, which is when we're more likely to have a call, he said. I'm like, so what? We're going to wait until spring? I mean, it takes 5 minutes to program a radio. If people are that worried, they can stop and have it done and then move on. They'll still have pagers. The other thing I asked, didn't get a response because he made the comment of people's pagers not working. When people have got pagers not working, we need to get some new ones.
We told him that his small equipment reserve, that he had enough money for pagers. Did we not at the last meeting that he was
here? Yes, and I reiterated that in an email. I said, if you've got pagers that aren't working or you don't have enough pagers, then figure out how many you need and let me know, because you aren't going to get to a call if you don't have a pager.
We told him to take care of that, as I recall, in that conversation with him.
And he also, in a conversation I had with him, he's trying out a new one, not the Motorola Minotaurs, but another one that he's evaluating now. So I don't know whether it's a different style.
So have we got the repeater thing squared away? Anything more?
Yeah.
Okay, the VLCP passive grant.
So the passive grant, I got an email, I'm sure you all saw that. It's been 2 weeks, but I just printed out the application, but those are out. So I know we talked about using them, for an alarm system or something like that over at the town hall. There's one here, should be over at the town hall.
The garage has an alarm system.
Smoke alarm? What kind? I have to go back. Hang on a second.
Think of it as a smoke alarm for the town hall, because there's nothing over there. And that was one of the things that was in the report that we needed to improve.
Did we do the low temp at the garage already?
I think so. I was just adding a sensor to the system. I think they did that.
Is there any security system in the town hall at all?
No, there's nothing. There's no smoke alarms. There's nothing.
Well, I don't know whether you want to do it or you want somebody else to do it, but why don't you talk to Tasco and Royal and see if you can get a price on a security system of sorts that would give us a low-temp alarm, a high-temp alarm, a break-in alarm, and smoke detectors, that kind of thing. And because that's such a large building, so open, it probably isn't going to cost us a lot, and we could get all of those things covered in addition to just the smoke.
I don't know what our contributions to them are, so that depends.
They cover 3/4 of it, I believe.
It's I think from IRA is 50% matching up to 5,000.
Well, maybe it's 50%. The one thing with that passive grant, I don't know when that is due to go in.
Due any time until like October, but the sooner you get it in, the more.
Well, yes, but you can apply for those grants twice a year, and so if there's anything else we want on that grant, we should apply all at the same time, because once you apply, then you've got to wait another 6 months to apply again.
Depend on if they comes back that the security system's $10,000, then we're at our limit anyway. So.
Well, yeah, but I put in a grant for something, and we could have included that kind of stuff on it had I known how the thing worked before. So we got the stuff. We got the stuff down there, the additions down there. But we could have done something over here as well had I known the game plan. But if they're on a new cycle now, And we just want to be sure if there's something else we want to apply for, that's another matter. Okay.
Just a comment on that grant. So looking back over the member visit we got from BLCT, it was actually three buildings that was mentioned in reference to the grant. It was the town hall, the town garage, and the library are all lacking smoke and fume protection. And Wade had mentioned that these systems are eligible for a grant.
On the library, Ann Bauer insists that they are there.
Okay.
So that is
detectors or systems?
Smoke alarms.
But do they
ring out or are they just
go off and nobody hears it?
They're in house. I don't think they have a security system down here.
Yeah, so it doesn't ring out.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Because that's what they want is when they reports to somebody.
Right.
There's nobody there. It doesn't do anybody any good.
I think that's something that perhaps I'll reach out to Ann Bauer on that. And she might give some thought on that. I'll email her. Anything else on that grant? Where did the paperclip go for this liquor permit?
Thank you.
I have here under communications.
We didn't do the HR stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was back up here. I thought we'd gotten past that. No. Go for it.
Just to go back to the December, back in early December when Teresa presented her HR assessment to us, her HR matrix, and she presented a list of areas she had reviewed and provided us with a narrative and a priority of each of these things. And she has asked us, that we promised her, that we would get back to her on those areas that we would like to address. And so she's still looking for that feedback so she can close out her assessment. Just to start the conversation, I would throw out, we certainly can't do all of it, but I would throw out a number of things that we should work or should or could work on. One is the employee handbook. I think I-9 forms might already be squared away. Job descriptions, performance reviews, personnel files, and policies, a.k.a. the personnel policy, since we had some discussion about that tonight. We know that's overdue. But I would, and we also have the pay policy that we talked about earlier. So to me, those would be the areas that we would, I think we should get back to Teresa and ask for assistance in. The highest priority, I think, being the job descriptions, the performance reviews, personnel files, personnel policy, and the pay policy would be the big ones. So I guess what I'd like to move is that, and certainly it's up for discussion, I'll just put it on the table as a motion, that we ask for Teresa's assistance on the job descriptions, performance reviews, personnel files. Oh, I forgot to mention leave policy, because we had talked about doing combined leave. Personnel policy and the pay policy.
I'll second that.
Job descriptions, we'll probably have to come up with something our own so that she can tailor it. She's not going to be able to write those.
Right. We just need to get them uniform. And
yeah.
Plus, I know VLCT has new versions for the highway crew. So, yeah, they have new standards. So we might want to look at that.
I would think before we signed into doing all those things, if she could give us an estimate as to what kind of time frame and what kind of cost those would be.
Sure.
So that we might be able to make some kind of value judgment as to where we wanted to spend our money.
Right. So, right.
And I don't know what her, I don't, you know, I know she was charging us $65 an hour or something, but I can't remember the exact figure, but it would seem to me that if you wrote her a correspondence that these are the interests that we feel we need to work on, and what kind of time frame would, what kind of an estimate as to money these items would cost, and then we could make an intelligent decision.
Certainly, I don't. We can't. So as we talked about initially when we did the contract with her, everything subsequent to the assessment we'd have to do, we'd have to scope out and price out. So we have to do that anyway. All she wants from us right now is what areas are we interested in looking into, and she can, you know, she can provide us some feedback of what the level of effort is and what it'll cost.
So you want to modify the motion to?
So let me restate the motion that we conveyed to Teresa that we're interested in looking at these areas and to ask her to provide a plan on how to tackle these things, including an estimate, level of estimate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Great.
Now, I apologize, Scott, for cutting off your HRs. I've because we jumped around, that was my fault. I have a letter here from the Local Emergency Planning Committee. This is with Two Rivers, and they are saying that for Pomfret, Frank and Kevin are listed as the LEPC representatives. Our records indicate that they have not been attending meetings. Anyway, so I'm going to give this letter to you, Frank, and maybe you can talk with Kevin,
yeah,
and or at least you can read it, because okay, it was you. You're the main victim, and I know nothing.
You could mention something in the selectmen's report about it, probably.
That Frank was the name victim.
Yeah, you make it updated.
Yeah, that's
why
true.
Not add another paragraph? Right?
Yeah. You can put that right after the paragraph about.
I'll put it in the paragraph.
Right.
Put in the paragraph.
Exactly.
And Frank is, what was it called? The LEPC?
LEPC, Local Emergency Planning Committee. I used to be on it like 20 years ago.
I think you're still on it.
They only, find out after 20 years, and that.
Height of bureaucracy. So if I go to a meeting, I'm good for another 20 years.
Well, the first time you go, they'll be, who's that? So you got to go to a couple, and then.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any other items tonight? We will have a meeting next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. To finalize the select board report, the budget report, and the warning. And I will work on the warning. And Scott, why don't you get those figures correct on the budget narrative at the very least? And I will take any suggestions on the select board report, or if you thought it was okay, we'll go with it as is.
Can we put it up on SharePoint? Does that work for everybody to use SharePoint, or are we kind of doing it?
I'll either put it on SharePoint or I'll send it around. I'm trying to get this How Hill thing on the state bid sites, and so I'm going to try and work on that tomorrow. But I'll get it done before Sunday or Monday. Sunday. Anything else come
did,
before the
did
meeting?
Everybody get my email? I've been out of touch with email, so no one got an email.
I'm not getting
tonight.
Any email from you.
I didn't get any email.
You didn't? I just sent one tonight.
Oh, I did
just got that one.
You did?
That's the first.
Oh, yeah, it's coming across.
Okay. Becky, I think, has got me set up now. So that email is the response I got last year from VLCT about Article 4. So you can either follow up with Susan or whatever. That was the information I got. And that's typical. If you enact something, it stays until you change it, just like appointing.
Well, it's fine because that would be one less article on
sure.
the thing. That's fine.
Well, that was the research I found last year.
I had left it off, and then Becky said it had to be there, and we ended up with the non-existent whatever.
So. No, the legislature's written a bunch of them, so if you enact it, it stays until you un-enact it. But
that's fine. That's all we need. We'll take that off as well. Anything else?
You don't have any. Do you have any comment from the public at the end? I know you normally do.
Oh, what the heck? Why not?
Well, I got one comment on the two comments, actually. If you're going to light up the town hall for security system and you're going to get a phone line in here to call a task out, you may want
to... There is a phone line in there.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Your kitchen.
Okay, and the only other... You may want to consider running Wi-Fi in there. And I know that, Becky, you looked at putting a Netgear here and a Netgear down there, and that didn't seem to have enough power, but they do have these little... dishes that are the size of a pie plate that can bounce it from here to there, and that might be a cheaper way for Tasco to send the signal back here rather than pay $70 a month for whatever it is for a phone line.
Just then you can put it on Nestor and Arlo video cameras and be sitting here with your little phone and see what's going on out there.
Yep. And she?
I'm glad you're thinking all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, if you put in internet, you can do that. Then you go over to Best Buy.
And the other comment that came up is that you had talked about some confusion at the town meeting regarding the article that Scott had and the budget that you have, and that was a...
He said he was going to ask to table that article.
Right. Okay, but I just have one comment on that. If it's tabled and whatever he decides to do with it, well, I go to Tego quite a bit for lunch, and the article, I saw a thing down here, and it's listed as from the town of Pomfret, and I think... It's a little bit confusing that if the select board comes up with a budget and then the town of Pomfret, which I assume is you guys, was that your article or was it Scott's article? And if it's the town of Pomfret's article, it is the board behind that.
It's neither. It's a voter-backed article.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not one person's or the board's. It's called a voter-backed article.
It really shouldn't have been on town of Pomfret. Okay.
It wasn't on town of Pomfret letter.
Oh, it was.
That was a borrowed form from previous petitions. It wasn't, that was like a standard petition. It's not
the town of Pomfret right on the top.
It's not letter. I mean, it's the address. It's identifying the town. That,
well, all these other petitions, like from the senior center and everything, they're on their letterhead. But that's neither here nor there. Does that article have to go in the morning? It does. Okay. Patty, you've waded through all of this. Did you have a comment or desire to speak?
Well, because I wasn't sure if that the question about the money for the school was going to come up, so I thought I should be here just in case somebody had a question about that. So that was the one thing. So I'm glad that passed. And then I just need 5 more signatures to get to the school board. To be voted on, so if people could sign that for me, I'd really appreciate it before they leave.
Anything else? Any other comments?
What just was discussed last meeting about the bridge down at the bottom of the hill? Probably.
We have hired John Harrington. You mean the one by the lower end of your
path?
We have hired John Harrington to do a preliminary plan, and we are going to put in a grant request, a structures grant for that, and hopefully that preliminary plan will give us enough information. That structures grant is due, I think, the 22nd of April or the 15th of April, and we will put in that structures grant, and the culvert is collapsing, and we hope it hangs in there until we can get a structures grant. So we're working on it.
The reason I ask is that, you know, the timing of it is critical as far as my farming is concerned.
I understand that.
And I talked to a couple people, but it's possible to put in a logging, a brook crossing bridge above it, if need be, you know, to be able to...
When we get closer.
Yeah.
We're hoping it isn't going to collapse, but it needs to be replaced. And we're, so
we're,
that's the next project. We're working on it, but we got to get this. They won't do anything unless we have a preliminary plan and some estimates and all that kind of stuff. So we're in the works. We're going to get that structure's grant in. I don't think you'll see it replaced this summer unless it collapses. But Jimmy's pretty worried about it.
Yeah.
Don't take the bail wagon over it.
We ought to. Did we ever follow up with posting it?
Pardon?
Did we ever follow up with posting it the week?
Jimmy did follow up with Chris Bump regarding that, and I'll ask him again. I don't know what he found out, but we have to go through Chris Bump to do that. Anything else? Nancy, you waited patiently too.
No more Nate Bales, right?
What's that?
No more Nate Bales.
I don't have anything to say.
You're Aggie, be exempt anyway.
I do want to compliment the board for making such an effort to get all the work done earlier this year.
We tried.
It really is helpful, and now we have time to do our finished work on it. So I appreciate all your efforts to do that.
We need a motion. Unless you want to stay here all night.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Good.